Here we go. The parable's the greatest stories ever told, and I have got to fly because I've lost about 7 minutes. Let's go to the message this morning. Here we go. We're going to blame it on the pastor's wife for writing me that letter. It's a good letter, though. Good stuff. The parable of the sheep and goats. Aren't they cute? Yeah. Here's how we do church. It'll be on the big screen, and you can talk with me and talk back and forth, and we're going to just learn together. Parable of the sheep and goats is also called the judgment of the nations. Let's look at a few things real quick off the bat. Some don't consider the scriptures I'm going to share with you today a parable because it doesn't seem to relate to a story of events and to other characters. But I do believe this is a parable. It doesn't matter. Jesus spoke it. Jesus taught it. But why am I putting it in the parables? Because I think it is a parable. Okay? So that's why I'm teaching it in my little series. Okay? And it is the vital portion of a section centering on a series of parables, and they all deal with the question the disciples ask at the beginning of Matthew 25. So we've been looking at different parables, okay? See if you can remember some of them. We looked at the parable of the 10 virgins, remember? How about the talents, the fig tree? See if they all were parables. And they all had to do with the question that Jesus asked at the beginning of Matthew 25, not that the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 25. So why would I not think at the end, when he's talking about the sheep and the goats, that I would treat it as a parable? I'll treat it as a parable like I did the other ones. Got it? Does that matter to you? Probably not, but I just wanted to put it out. Okay, let's keep going. The disciples asked Jesus, when will these things happen concerning the destruction of the temple? And then they ask him this question at the beginning of Matthew 25. You got to hang in here with me and set up now. Come on. The disciples asked, say this yellow with me. Say it with me. What are the of your and the end of the world? So that's the question they asked Jesus at the beginning of Matthew 25. And so then he starts answering the question. Okay? Jesus gave the longest answer recorded in Scripture. That's something you can put in your noggin. To what question did Jesus give the longest answer recorded in Scripture? The question, what are the signs of your coming and the end of the world? He gave his longest answer. Oh, you don't believe in Jesus coming again, and you don't believe in the end of the world, do you, preacher? Well, yeah, I do, because it's in the Bible. And I also do because he gave his longest answer to that question. Why would I throw that out? It's crazy. And by the way, I don't throw out anything that's in the Bible. Do I not understand things in the Bible? Absolutely. A lot of stuff I don't understand. But I'm not going to stand in judgment over God's Word. I'll wait till I get there one day. He'll fix any questions I might have. Y'all understand? Say. It's not what I don't know that bothers me in the Bible. It's what I do know. That's the part that gives me the trouble. What I do know that I don't do. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Are y'all sleepy or what? Come on. Keep moving, Rod. You're killing me. He described what would happen in this parable today at the end of the tribulation period. Now, we've got all kinds of messages on that. You can go out there, out back, and get them. You can go to our website, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Last Days According to Jesus, all kinds of stuff. But the tribulation is 7 years of unprecedented judgment that's going to take place on this earth. And this parable is a teaching that takes place, I believe, after the tribulation period. Let's talk about it. It's a controversial passage. It's often misunderstood. It's rarely preached. That's in the Bible. We're going to do it. Let's look at it. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall, say it with me, He sit upon the throne of His glory. So right before He goes into this parable of the sheep and the goats, this verse, Jesus is the judge. We see that in John 5. We see it all through the New Testament. Who is the judge? You need to know Jesus is the judge. Who died for your sins? Somebody take a wild guess. And who's going to sit in judgment over you? Jesus. Well, I believe you can get there some other way. The problem is, He is the judge. See, that flies with me as a preacher. You can say what you want. But I tell you what, when you get up there and say, yeah, but I did it this way. He said, he's going to say, well, I died for you and I'm the judge. Case closed. You're done. You understand? Yes or no? That's the way it is. That's why this is so important that we tell people about Jesus Christ. It seems like we're narrow-minded. When you just believe in Jesus, what about all these other religions? What about them? He's the one who said it. Narrow is the way. Narrow's the gate, but broad's the way that leads where? To destruction. He said, I am the way, the truth, the what? Life. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. He's the judge. He's going to preside over the judgment of the nations. What we're going to talk about today, Jesus is the judge. So now, if Jesus is the judge, guess who you should be knowing? Yeah, let's say you got a court case and you screwed up. Wouldn't you like if you going into the courtroom, if when you walked in the courtroom, you went like, hey, that's my uncle. Wouldn't you like that? Say, it's even better when it's your dad or your brother. How about that? Amen? He's the judge. This is really important stuff. He's going to be accompanied by holy angels that are pouring out judgment. And we're going to see that now as we enter into this little parable. This judgment's going to take place. Listen, the judgment we're going to talk about, sheep and the goats, is going to take place when Jesus comes in His glory at the second coming. I've just got a couple of things here. The second coming is not the rapture. The rapture's taught in the Scriptures. It's a snatching away. And the Scriptures tell us in 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians that we're caught up together with them in the what? Clouds to meet the Lord in the what? Air. Jesus' second coming is to the earth. I know that's a lot of information for you this morning, and I'm flying. But the bottom line is the second coming of Christ, Jesus Christ will literally come again and set up a kingdom and rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. That's what the Bible says. Do I understand that? No, I don't get it all. I'm telling you what the Bible teaches. You understand? He's the judge. He's going to come again. There's going to be a kingdom on this earth. Question is, are you going to rule and reign with Him? Where are you going to be? You're going to be with Jesus? You're going to be in hell? Tough. Who will be judged? Verse 32. And before Him shall be gathered all what? Nations. And He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides, say it with me, His sheep from the goats. So He's going to stand in judgment. After the tribulation period, I believe, when He comes back to this earth to begin His 1,000-year reign on this earth, and there's going to be a judgment called the judgment of the nations, which is a judgment where, as like a shepherd, would divide his sheep from his what? Now, is that too hard to understand? You sort of with me on that? Okay, I'm worried. All nations, it doesn't mean like the Olympics. And they got their flag of their different countries. Okay? The word nations means people. All peoples are not going to be flying your little flag. All right. There will be believers in Jesus as well as who? Non-believers on the earth after the... Yeah. Tribulation is a horrible period of judgment on this earth that lasts for 7 years, but not everybody is wiped out. Oh, there's an unbelievable death that takes place during that 7-year judgment that's going to take place on this earth. There's believers who will judge. Those who have believed in Jesus Christ are going to reign with Him. It's called the millennial reign of Christ. And look, I got a pastor over here, and I've got a pastor who's a doctor of eschatology and theology looking at me. Can you look that away? That's a lot of pressure. Those who refuse to believe will immediately go to hell. This is really important. What's He going to do when He separates the goats from the sheep, the sheep from the goats? Well, some are going to reign with him 1,000 years. Some are done. But they're going to suffer all eternity. You understand? There is a place called hell. I'm going to be ugly this morning. Is there a place called hell? Hell, yes. Do you want to go? Hell, no. I know that's ugly. That's the good time. You can use those two words. I think that's appropriate. Amen? Yeah. You can't wish it away. You need to know Jesus. He's the judge. He's the one who became the propitiation, the Bible says, for our sins. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish hell, but have everlasting life. Amen? Let's keep looking. Wow. Cool, Raj. The parable of the sheep and the goats. We've got about maybe 8 minutes. We can do this. We've already done a lot. The sheep. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand. Who's the judge? Somebody screaming out? Jesus. He shall set the sheep on His right hand and the goats on the what? Left. Then shall the king say unto them on His right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? When were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and we clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison, or when did we come to you? And the king, who's the judge, and his name is who? Jesus, shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, say this with me, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my, what? You've done it unto me. Let's talk about the sheep real quick. Let's try to understand what Jesus is teaching. The sheep are believers in Jesus Christ. They are true believers. And the evidence of their relationship with Jesus Christ was truly manifest in what they what? Did. Six things this passage shows us that they do or that we can learn. They gave food to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, hospitality to strangers, clothes to the naked, they visited the sick, and they befriended those in prison. Don't you stop right there. Pop it back up. Now, I know this isn't after the tribulation. I know this isn't the judgment of nations. But I'm going to tell you something. It's good that we give food to the hungry here at Fellowship Church. It's good that we give drink to the thirsty. You ever want a drink, you come by Fellowship Church office. There's always water. Hardly anybody ever visits that office. I say, would you like a drink? We've got something cold in the fridge. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we give up our resources to help people and touch people's lives? Y'all listening? Come on. Hospitality to strangers. I've actually had people from, they don't tell me this at this church, but I've heard they've said it before. Y'all shouldn't give away donuts. We need to be charging donuts. Once you go to the church where they charge for the donuts, we give them away. You hearing me this morning? Say, if that's your thinking, you've got the wrong kind of thinking, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to have people, visitors, come up to this place and say, oh, here, put $3 in a basket. I wasn't raised that way. I don't know how you were raised. We're raised, if you come here, you're a guest, baby. And then if you keep coming every week, you're family. How many go to eat at your family and you pop $5 on the table before you go sit down at their dinner table? Well, you were raised warped if you had to. Amen. Say. This is good Bible, ain't it? Say, it's good practice right now. Clothed to the naked. Visiting sick folk. Befriending those in prison. I got a letter from a guy been in prison 8 years, a friend of mine. He's getting out in 2 weeks. And he acknowledges his sin, his transgression of what he did. And it was wrong. And God has been getting a hold of his heart over the last many years. He's been writing me for years and years and years and years. And I'll see him in about 2 weeks. How many would be in prison if you got caught? Can I see your hand? Quit looking down your nose. Come on, here we go. Come on, let's go, Rog. These true believers in Jesus had faith in action. We got to fly. Keep going. We're going to pass that scripture. Get it on the web if you'd like. Who did they do this for? My brethren. And the king shall answer them, you did it unto my brethren. They did it for the Jews. The Jews will face unbelievable persecution in the tribulation period. Many people will. But there's going to be some that are going to stand and some that are going to help and some that are going to reach. This is what Jesus is teaching. It should come to pass that in that, It should come to pass that in the land, says the Lord, two parts therein, two-thirds shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. I will bring the third part through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried. Prophecy back in the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. They shall call on my name. I will hear them. I will say, this is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. A prophecy, I believe, two-thirds of all Jews are going to die. And somebody's going to reach out to them and help them. I believe that's what this is teaching. Those who refuse the Antichrist are going to face annihilation during this horrible time. They're going to be hated. They're going to be hunted down. They're going to be exterminated. Has that ever happened in our history ever before? Just in case you wouldn't believe it would happen, say. Of course it's happened. Get our series on the Holocaust out back. Certainly those assisting them are going to do so at their own what? You think if somebody helped the Jews during Hitler's time, Hitler would go, oh, good job. Or stick him in the gas chamber firing squad. Of course, we know what he did. It's going to happen again. Jesus says to the true believers, those who do right regardless of the consequences. That's who true believers are. Blessed. You're blessed of my Father. Let's look at that little rascal. Here we go. Let's look at the goat. I'm going to finish this real quick. I mean, take that off his head. I mean, he's cute, ain't he? Looks like, you know, he doesn't look exactly like a sheep, but he's sort of nice, sort of cute. You know what I'm saying? Pop it on there. But he ain't. Pop it up. Close ain't close enough when it comes to getting saved. Close ain't close enough to knowing Jesus. You need to know Jesus. Amen. You hearing me? Come on. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand. Sheep are on what? Right hand. Those on the left hand, depart from me, you what? Into everlasting what? Prepared for the devil and his angels. Should be no doubt where he's sending them. For when I was hungry, you didn't give me no meat. I was thirsty, you didn't give me anything to drink. Stranger, you didn't take me in. Naked, you didn't clothe me. Sick, uh-uh. In prison, nope. Then shall they say unto him, when did we see you hungry, a thirsting, stranger, naked, sick, prison, and we didn't minister unto you? Then shall he answer, verily I say unto them, as much as you did it not to one of the least of these, my what? Brethren, you didn't do it for who? For me. And these shall go away into everlasting what? But the righteous into what? Life eternal. This isn't that hard to figure out, is it? This is one of those parables that okay. You want to be on the right or the left? Somebody tell me. Sheep or goat? Somebody tell me. Feeding, clothing, hospitable to the brethren, or I forget you. Right? Say. The goats are unbelievers in Jesus. There's no evidence of a true relationship with Jesus Christ because they don't know Him personally. Oh, it doesn't mean they don't go to church. Churches are full today. Or they're not full. But people are going. They don't know the Lord. They think they know Him. They think they're getting up some other way. What does the Bible say if you try to get up some other way? You're the same as a what? Thief or a what? Robber. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What's the will of God? God is not willing that any should what? But that all come to repentance. That's God's will for your life. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out devils and in your name do many wonderful works? And he's going to profess unto them, I never knew. Depart from me, goat. don't know you. That's what this is teaching. I know it's the judgment of nations. I really believe it is after the tribulation period. But boy, it seems pretty appropriate for right now, doesn't it? Seven characteristics that they possess. They claim to be Christians. They know the truth and don't act on it. They hide and are ashamed and afraid. Their belief doesn't affect their heart. They're damned by their lack of faith. They deny Jesus. He denies them, and they immediately go into everlasting punishment. Boy, it'll make you look at a goat different. I'm sorry. It's really not about these two guys. That's why I think it's a parable. It's not about sheep going to heaven and goats going to heaven. Pop it up, Raj. Their sounds are similar. Both of them do this. Meh. Meh, 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 meh. I can't tell you the number of people in churches that'll sing the songs. They'll even quote you some scripture. Meh, 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 meh. One day your sin's going to find you out. One day you'll stand before the righteous judge. You can pull the wool on Gary. You're not going to pull the wool on Jesus. Meh, ain't going to fly. Sounds are similar. Even as babies, they look alike. They do. Look at them. Ain't he cute? Both of them are cute. When I was a child, I thought as a child. Spoke as a child. Paul says, but when I became a man, I put away what? Childish things. There'll come a time when you won't have a preacher. There'll come a time when you're going to be looking at Jesus. And he's going to see right through all the mess. Got it? Sheep or goat? Right on or left out? Right on or left out? Amen? What are you today? I want you to sit there like that. It's the biggest question you'll ever answer in your life. Who am I? Who am I? What am I doing? Amen? Let's stand together for worship.